This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. Supreme Court says it will decide if former U.S. President Donald Trump can be prosecuted in his election interference case, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Lower courts have rejected Trump's novel claims that former presidents have absolute immunity for actions falling within their official job duties. An appeals panel here in Washington had ruled a federal judge was right to say that the case against Trump can proceed and he can be prosecuted for actions while in the White House and leading up to the Capitol riot. The high court justices are moving fast, saying they will hear arguments in late April and make a decision no later than the end of June. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Wednesday's ruling makes it unclear whether a trial can be scheduled and concluded prior to the November election. A U.S. county judge ruled on Wednesday the Illinois State Board of Elections must take former President Donald Trump's name off the state's March 19th primary ballot because he is ineligible to hold office following the January 6, 2021 U.S. Capitol riot, but she placed her order on hold until Friday to allow an appeal. The U.S. Supreme Court earlier this month signaled it is likely to reject this strategy when it heard an appeal of a Colorado ruling removing Trump from the ballot there. Like the Illinois decision, that Colorado ruling is on hold until the appeal is finished. Yulia Navalnaya, the wife of late Russian opposition politician Alexei Navalny, on Wednesday said European politicians must use innovative tactics to defeat Russian President Vladimir Putin.
You are not dealing with a politician, but with a bloody monster.
Navalny's funeral is